sure. It's been a rough month and however long it's been for me. I don't know. Not used to not playing, so I'm excited to get back in there hopefully pretty soon.
Is it hard not to feel a little bit more urgent just because of the fact that there were so many injuries on the defensive end? Was it almost like, hey, I just need this neck to heal up now?
I think the trainers did a really good job of that with the doctors, and I think everyone has my best interest in mind and the team. So, I'm really happy with how everyone handled it, and I feel good, and hopefully they'll let me play here pretty soon.
What was the most difficult part of this timeout?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough seeing us lose these last couple games for sure. It was a lot easier when we went on that winning streak, but it's tough to see some losses when you want to do whatever you can to help the team win. So, kind of looking past that. It's in the past now, so got to look forward and hopefully start playing soon.
Is there any added pressure after the start you had? There was a lot of hype and a lot of talk after, you know, the beginning of the season. Wow, this Jacob Trouba kid should be in the Calder Trophy conversation, that sort of thing. Coming back, is there any added pressure, or is it just kind of old hat, jump back in and play the game?
Not really. I mean, I don't really pay attention to much of that stuff anyway, so most of it I don't really listen to. It doesn't really affect me, so I don't feel any added pressure. I'm just going to go out there and play how I play and have fun.
It's been an interesting experience being able to kind of sit back and watch. There's been four-game winning streak and now a little bit of a dip in the record. Has it been a different perspective watching from the outside?
There's stuff you can learn from. I think being out and Stu was here with me, I think I learned a lot from him and how he handled himself. So he's a good guy to learn from. And, you pick up on things, how the team feels and that kind of stuff that I'm sure I'd learn if I was playing as well. But just it's good. Good to know. So, try to learn as much as you can still, even if you're not playing.
Some guys say when they're in the press box and they get to watch from above, they say they see a lot more space and a lot more time, it seems like, than when they're on the ice. Does it maybe change your perspective a little bit?
not too much. I don't think so. I mean, it's a lot different when you're playing a game rather than watching it. So I don't think you can really even compare the two that much. So I just got to get back in the swing of things. Hopefully, pick it up pretty soon.
I missed you right off the top. Pretty much going to be ready to go. Close game time decision for this next game in New Jersey?
Yeah, it's their call. I mean, I want to play. I feel like I'm ready to play, but you got to be smart about it. And that's, trainer's been really good with that. And so I think they have my best interest in mind. It's up to them. So it's out of my hands.
Thanks, Jake.